Burris Frederick Skinner was born in Susquehanna, Pennsylvania, in 1904. He was raised Presbyterian, though he became an atheist by the time he was a teenager. His father was a lawyer, and his mother stayed at home and raised Fred and his younger brother, Ebby. Skinner described his early years as warm and stable. When I think about Skinner's upbringing, I can't help notice parallels with Carl Rogers. There are definite similarities. Professional fathers, not home that much, involved mother, strict Christian upbringing, small town, happy enough childhood, but their theories couldn't be any more different, as we'll see. Skinner was more independent than his brother. When Ebby died suddenly of a cerebral hemorrhage at age 16, his parents became more protective and invested in Skinner's life. As a child, Skinner was always building and inventing things. He invented a device to separate ripe and green berries and a contraption to remind him to keep his room clean. He was also interested in writing. After getting his BA in English at Hamilton College, he decided to give it a go. His father reluctantly agreed to support him for a year while he lived in Greenwich Village and tried to make it as a writer. Nothing much happened. Then he read Watson and Pavlov and decided to give up his dream of becoming a writer and pursue psychology instead. He went and got his PhD at Harvard, somehow with no background in psychology. There, he dedicated himself to the study of behaviorism. He invented what would become known as the Skinner box and the cumulative recorder, which made it possible for him to study animal behavior. He spent a large part of his early career working on two inventions. He invented the baby tender, also called an air crib, which was basically a climate-controlled crib and playpen with a water-absorbent bottom that could be replaced. He and his wife, Yvonne, raised their second daughter in it, and she wound up being well-adjusted despite myths to the contrary. But it didn't catch on. The Ladies' Home Journal published an article on it, and people were very critical, perhaps because it looked like an aquarium. He also trained pigeons to guide bombs into enemy ships in World War II. But funding for Project Pigeon was canceled before it could actually be implemented.